This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back to the show, Jux on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM. Time to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to the head coach at American University, Dwayne Simpkins. They're heading to Dayton to take on Mount St. Mary's tomorrow night. Probably already there. Coach, how are you?
Doing well, man. How you guys doing? Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
He is in Dayton. Yeah.
Look, you don't have any control over this, coach. But look, I mean, it's you guys and the Mount. This is a local matchup. You guys could have met somewhere in the middle, played like in Germantown, and skipped all this travel to Dayton.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, what's going on here? But hey, awesome that you made the tournament.
Yep.
Congrats to you. You're facing a local opponent. Take us through the whirlwind of Selection Sunday. Getting news that you'd be taking on Mount St. Mary's in the first four.
Yeah, well, first, it's funny. Donnie and I know each other for a while, and he texted me probably like noon that day. He said, man, I hope we don't have to play each other. And I texted him back. I was like, well, we're probably all going to play with each other, so just be ready for that. But it was cool, man. Our administration set up some cool stuff for us. We had a little viewing of the selection show, and we did that. Around 6 o'clock, you know, a number of people came out, and it was cool. We had a band out there and everything, took pictures. So we did that, and then as soon as we got to our offices, you know, our director of operations, Matt Parker, was on the phone with representatives of the NCAA, and our AD was there, and they were just walking through the whole deal, you know, what it's going to look like. They tell us, hey, you guys want to fly out? We're going to fly out Monday. You want to do it Monday morning, afternoon, or evening? And I was like, all right, well, it'd be great if we can just practice here and practice at home, and then we'll fly out in the evening. So what does evening look like? They said 5 o'clock. I'm like, all right, cool. Then I get a phone call 1:30 in the morning from my ops guy. I said, hey, man, they called me back. They said, we got to fly out at 3.
Ooh.
I was like, well, we can't practice at home now. We got to practice in Dayton. So we had to scramble. We got to get – I know the guys at Dayton from my time at Mason, man. So where did we get a practice time? We practiced last night after we landed and ate and watched some film, and here we are.
Wow.
So, Coach, you've been
crazy
in college basketball now for a little over a decade. But before that, you were coaching high school after your playing career was over. What's the biggest difference from your high school coaching days – to what it's like now in college with the portal and NIL and all that sort of stuff?
I was going to joke and say nobody said a damn thing about NIL when I was in high school. but the biggest difference, man, I think is, you know, at the beginning of the day, it's still basketball. But just the relationships, man, are that much more important. You know, for instance, Matt Rogers, who's our leading scorer, our most productive player, you know, he had opportunities to go to some other Power 4, Power 5 schools and everything last year when he was done with his senior year. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we are right now if Matt's not on our team.
Right.
And,
yeah,
you know, I had to sit him down and have some real good conversations with him and talk to him about, you know, short-term short-term money versus long-term money. And the money we were talking about for him was not, this wasn't life-changing money.
Right,
you know,
right.
Something I had to explain to him. It's like, you know, it's one thing. If you came and said, Coach, man, they offered me $250K, I would tell you, Matt, you got to go.
You got to do it.
But what the thing, what's unfortunate now is that the numbers that some people throw out are not even true. You know, and that's what we ended up finding out for him. It's like the money that was being thrown out wasn't even true. I called that head coach myself and asked him what the deal was. Well, one, he said he tried to deny it and said, hey, I don't think anybody on my staff is actually doing that. And I was like, no, that's not accurate. I know for a fact it is happening. So those are the things that I got to face, man, that are probably the difference between high school and college.
Can it work in your favor, though? Because I got to imagine – like the landscape's so different now, obviously, Dwayne, as we all know, but like the Power Five schools, the SEC schools, the Big Ten schools, et cetera, those guys are reloading the ACC every year, new guys. But at the mid-major level, okay, maybe the kids aren't cashing in as much, but you can actually still grow a team, presumably. And then that might actually give you, that might be the rise of the mid-major maybe a little bit. I don't know.
No, I felt that way for the past 2 or 3 years. That's why Oakland beats Kentucky. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Kentucky's very talented last year, but they were babies, and Oakland had grown men. You know, guys of four. You know,
right.
Senior year, some number of fifth year guys, and I can tell you from experience, man. Like, you can be as good as you want to come out of high school. If you're playing against somebody who's been through it for 3 years, and in these cases, already 4 years,
mm-hmm.
that's a big, big difference. It's a big difference, man. But if you can get a team that's connected, they're older, they're experienced, they play hard, they play together, you know, you can give yourself a shot against anybody.
Simp, you already kind of talked about it, but so before the selections came out, when you're sitting down there at Bender, did you kind of have a vibe that you guys were going to be in the first four? And not just a 16 seed playing on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah. From an analytics standpoint, you know, the numbers pretty much were saying that we were going to be in playing in Dayton.
Yeah.
It would have been like an executive decision from somebody to say, hey, you guys are in or not. You know, it's funny if you go back, you look at your season, and you say, well, what if this? What if that? You know, we lose to UVA, I think, by 4 points. I think if we beat UVA, we probably are earning a 15 seed versus a 16.
Right.
You know, in our league, the Patriot League, you know, we don't have a number of quad one wins. Your league has to get one of those. Nobody in our league got that this year. Colgate normally is, they're getting at least one or two of them a year. Last year, I think they got Syracuse and someone else, and they were a 14 seed when they went to the tournament. So
yeah.
I was expecting it.
You knew that. Okay. So, just before we kind of preview the Mount game, Navy, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times, man. And, you know, we texted back and forth, and Navy beat you guys in the regular season. But you had him at home in the championship. And, you know, I don't know what the Navy kid was thinking, but he punched your guys, you know, down low right there in the first couple minutes.
Right.
He got it flagrant too. He's ejected, a starter. So that's you guys weren't going to lose to them either way, even if he had stayed in the game. But
it wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen.
It wasn't going to happen.
You guys were ready to play in that game, and you guys showed it.
Yeah. You know, it's in the two previous games. You know, the first game was our very first Patriot League game. And in all honesty, our guys came into that game with a lack of humility. You know, we had just come off of playing, you know, North Carolina, St. Joe's, LaSalle, High Point,
Virginia,
NCAA tournament team.
Yep.
We come off of losing to Virginia by 4 points. And, you know, subconsciously, I think our team was like, hey, man, like, we would pick to finish first, second in the Patriot League. Like, this is going to be easy. And, you know, if you know anything about the academy schools, Navy, Army, man, like toughness, discipline, they're going to bring it. And mm-hmm. they popped us in the mouth really good. The second game was different. You know, I thought we played well. We missed a ton of shots. We were 7-for-31. And when I went back and watched the game film, man, I was like, all these threes are great shots with the exception of two or three of them. We just missed them. And then Matt Rogers is in foul trouble. He plays 22 minutes and still has 17 points. Greg Jones, who's one of our better players as well, he fouls out. And if those guys are in the game, I felt very confident that we win the game. So, you know, going into the third game, man, it was like, hey, play hard without fouling. Be disciplined. You know, the way that they play, they flop around a lot. There's some toughness that they have, but they flop around a lot, and referees let them get away with it, and you get penalized. And yeah. I said, hey, if we can just stay out of foul trouble, we'll be fine. And that's what it was. We made our shots with discipline, and, you know, Navy wasn't going to beat us at third.
I got to tell you, man, I don't know if there's anybody quicker in the country than Elijah Stevens. That guy just gets
sometimes he's too quick for his own
good. I knew you were going to say
down,
that.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah, but, man, that guy can go. And when he's hot, he's virtually unstoppable. And then you couple that with Rodgers. So talk about the Mount game here. Mount played a lot of local schools. They played Maryland. They played Georgetown. They beat Howard. I think they played George Mason. You know, yeah. I was kind of just looking at their numbers. You talked about Donnie Lynn, their coach. First year for Donnie Lynn there, and he gets into the tournament. Kind of a surprise because they finished fourth in the regular season. But have you been watching them on film on some of these local schools?
Yeah. I didn't watch them against any local schools. The games I watched were their most recent games. They played Marist twice. They played Iona. Gotcha. They played Quinnipiac. I watched those. Mm-hmm. But I did have an intention of going back and watching them play George Mason, because Mason, they played them fairly tough. And, you know, Mason, man, Tony Skinner has done there is tremendous. They're very physical. George Mason's very physical, defensive-minded team and everything. I wanted to see how they responded to it. But, yeah, Madonna's done a hell of a job. And even with that, I think he had an injury early in the season as well. But in your first season, man, to take your team to the tournament, that's pretty big.
Hey, Dwayne, you mentioned the three-pointers earlier and which ones were good shots, which ones were bad shots. We're going to have your ex-coach, Gary Williams, on the show at 9 o'clock. Do you have any good Gary stories, yanking you out of the game, yelling at you, whatever, for taking a bad shot?
Oh, he probably got 100 of those.
I was about to say, we don't have enough time for that.
Do you have a favorite?
Not for shots. Turnovers was the thing, man. You know, Gary being a point guard and me being a point guard, you know, the turnovers was the thing that he would jump on me about the most. I want to say this might have been my sophomore year. We were playing Louisville, and it was at Louisville, I believe. And I think they were top 25 team or whatever. And I had a few turnovers and everything. And I just remember him taking me out of the game. I can't say everything that he said, mm-hmm. but I just remember, man, like, he's very different than Coach Morgan Wooten. Coach Wooten was so sarcastic. He could say something to you with such sharp sarcasm. Uh-huh. You almost want to be like, Coach, I'd rather you just cuss me out.
Right.
You
know? Right.
But right. Gary
actually would cuss you out.
More, said, but it yeah. felt bad, though.
Yeah, because if you played like a horrible 5-minute stretch and Morgan pulled you out, he'd go, you're playing great. Hey, Jason, you're playing great. Keep it up. That's what he would say.
Yeah. Gary, what Coach Rudin would say was he would say something along the lines of, we come in at halftime, and, you know, as a point guard, if he didn't have any assists, he would say, he would go down the list of, like, pluses and minuses and everything. And he would say, Dwayne Simpkins, he's our McDonald's All-American. Mm-hmm. He's going to Maryland next year. He's got one assist. One more than a dead man. That's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Did you know what you were – I think I've asked you this before, Dwayne. I used to kind of stalk Maryland when I was a student there, just loved – watching Gary practice. And I remember you and your father were there when you were a recruit and you watched him practice. And then Gary went over and talked to you after the practice. Did you know what you were getting into? That Gary was that sort of wild and intense?
Hell no. I was so blinded by Billy Hahn's greatness of recruiting and Walt Williams being there. And I was just in my mind, like, Walt, you know, I love Walt Williams. Lynn Bias, I grew up watching. And just being home, man, I didn't know the fact I had some guys that I could possibly play with that were really good, too. That's what stood out the most. And it wasn't, you know, Gary's craziness on the sideline.
Right.
All right. So I know you've been doing a lot of media locally and appreciate the time. Before we let you go, what's on tap today? What's the schedule? What time's team breakfast? What time's practice? Watching film? What are you guys doing today?
Give us the whole itinerary.
Yep.
Well, I got two more interviews in the next 30 minutes. And then We'll have breakfast at 10. We'll watch some film. We'll watch Mount St. Mary's defense. I'm sorry, we'll watch their offense after breakfast. Then we'll head over. We got press stuff at 12:05. We got to be available for. Then we'll be able to get on the court at 12:40. From 12:40 to 1:30, we'll have like an open practice, and all we're going to do, we're just going to do some skill work and get some shots and everything.
Okay.
And then we'll pack up and we'll head over and we'll have our actual practice. We got a JUCO we're going to go to about 5 or 10 minutes from here, and we'll do that for. We won't go long. We'll be about 1 hour 30 minutes, and we'll do that and then come back and chill. We're going to take our guys out to a good steak restaurant tonight. Get some nice team meal,
okay.
And then we'll watch film again tonight before we get to bed. That'll be our day.
And then you get ready tomorrow, bro. All right, man. Well, yes, good luck.
We'll be rooting for you for sure.
I appreciate the time. We really do, man.
I appreciate you guys, man.
All right.
No doubt.
All right,
coach. Good luck out
appreciate
there in Dayton, man. That's Dwayne Simpkins, head
Thank
coach
you.
Of AU. They're taking on the Mount. That is a matchup with some local flavor. So, of course,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dwayne Simpkins and AU. Speaking of local, it's pretty close to local. VCU's head coach, Ryan Odom, they're taking on BYU in Denver at 4 o'clock on Thursday. He'll join us next to talk about the Rams and their chances in the NCAA tournament. He'll join us next here on The Fan.